With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Bourbon Street is back open after 15 people were killed and dozens more injured when an Islamic terrorist plowed through a crowd in the New Orleans area just after New Year's. Shamsuddin Jabbar had an ISIS flag in his rented truck as well. And a significant setback for the outgoing Biden administration, a federal appeals court ruled Thursday that the FCC lacked legal authority to reinstate net neutrality rules. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
The decision by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit invalidates the FCC's 2024, quote, Safeguarding and Securing the Open Internet Order, which reintroduced regulations originally enacted in 2015 under the Obama administration. The three-judge panel concluded that broadband internet service providers cannot be classified as, quote, telecommunications services under Title II of the Communications Act, a designation that underpins net neutrality enforcement. The judges wrote in their 26-page ruling, quote, Today we consider the latest FCC order issued in 2024, which resurrected the FCC's heavy-handed regulatory regime. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump is planning a major rally in Washington, D.C. on the eve of his inauguration. He's hosting what he calls a victory rally you'll never forget for 20,000 of his supporters. Puerto Rico swears in a new governor.
Jennifer Gonzalez-Colon takes office literally in the shadow of the electrical blackout that hit the U.S. territory on New Year's Eve. She has pledged to prioritize the crumbling power grid. Outages are still being reported. They had left 1.3 million customers in the dark. Gonzalez is a Republican who backs President-elect Donald Trump, and her pro-statehood New Progressive Party secured a historic third consecutive term after she won her November 5th election. George Williams reporting.
This is SRN News. A New Year's resolution for Christians.
Many believers plan to make 2025 the year they read through the whole Bible, most for the first time in their lives. It's a big task, and if you don't get started in January, it gets harder. But there are all kinds of systems out there for doing it. Polls indicate the large numbers of people who self-identify as Christians don't actually know very much about the Scriptures, spending much of their time reading popular religious books or using devotionals exclusively. Pastors say believers who don't know their Bible are much more vulnerable to falling into false teaching. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Chief Justice John Roberts issues a defense of judicial independence, saying, which he says is under threat from intimidation, disinformation, and the prospect of public officials defying court orders. Roberts is concerned about Democrat plans to term limit the court in retaliation for the repeal of Roe v. Wade. The Chief Justice points out that King George III stripped colonial judges of lifetime appointments. This is SRN News. Tesla suffers its first year-over-year sales decline in at least 9 years.
The annual sales decline for the Texas-based company came despite offers of discounts, such as 0% financing, free charging, and low-price leases. Tesla delivered 495,570 vehicles from October through December, boosting deliveries to 1.79 million for the full year. However, that was about 1% below 2023 sales of 1.81 million as overall demand for electric vehicles declined. Rich Thomason reporting.
Ford is recalling nearly 300,000 diesel trucks because of a defective fuel pump. The pump could cause a loss of power, increasing the risk of a crash. The recall affects Ford Super Duty F-250, 350, 450, 550, and 600 models made between 2020 and 2022, and 650 and 750s made between 2021 and 22. More at SRNNews.com.